Well, thank you very much. Forget somebody was walking me in and said the podium would be full up here. And no kidding. I was told I could say thank you and shut up and sit down, or say a few words, but don't say too many words. And I don't really have a lot to say other than thank you. But I thought maybe what evolved here in the last 24 hours or so coming to this event, maybe I would share some of that to put some of this in context for you. And I do need to make a statement right off the bat. You're very kind, Jennifer, to point at me and about bringing cameras. But I it's not all about me. It's not. I didn't do this alone as the Chief Justice. I mean, I did bring the initiative up. I did propose it. I did put it on the table, and the full court approved it. And I think we spoke about that. I don't know if that was in April when you were in Macomb, I believe, for your other conference. But I do want to say this, that and I believe I mentioned this as well, that I grew up primarily in the Kankakee area, and my mother still resides there. And it was a big deal to her because they played it in the newspaper yesterday. So she called me last night as I was driving down here and says, and she knew because my wife had told her that this was going to happen. And so she was really thrilled about it. It was in the newspaper. And she said, not only is there a picture of you and a nice article about you, but on the back page of that page that I'm on is a display of a number of photographs from a current trial going on in Kankakee County in the courtroom. And she said, so you're on the one side, and what they're talking about is on the back side of the paper. And interestingly, I got an email. I won't name this particular judge, but I could pull it up on my phone here and read it to you. But the judge said, who knew what was going on in Kankakee and saw it, and said, you'll have to see the display of photographs in the Kankakee paper, the newspaper, the Daily Journal, to show, I forget how the judge phrased this, about demonstrating what a privilege it is to have access to the courtroom. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Now, in my hometown, where I live now in Rock Island now for close to, well, since 1981, they had a blurb in the paper that was so small I didn't even see it. And last night I was at a wedding. I was telling folks I drove down here. Well, not here. I drove as far as Springfield from a town out in the country outside of the Quad Cities, and I drove 3 hours, slept there, and then got up this morning to come down here the rest of the way. And that's what my mother had called. But I left a wedding last night because my daughter was the maid of honor. And she gave this wonderful speech. I don't know. I'm just bragging about my daughter because I was worth staying that long to hit the road. And when she said about the bride, you know, that she was friends with her since fourth grade, it made me think. Growing up, when I was a young boy in Kankakee, my biggest dream was to maybe play basketball in the professional basketball league. Well, that never worked out. And I did have two cousins who played in the Big Ten, but I never made it even that far. But I did get okay in the intramural league down at Illinois State University. But in any event, it's quite an honor, really, to grow up from a family where I spent a lot of time on the farm baling hay and shoveling cow manure and walking the bean fields to be named Illinoisan of the Year. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate this privilege and this honor. But I do want to mention, to give you a heads up, that tomorrow, Monday morning, the Illinois Supreme Court will enter two orders. One, and this wasn't timed this way. Things just kind of bubbled up. And Jennifer, you'll have a particular interest because the First Circuit that includes Williamson County, and I believe I got to look at my notes here. I think there are 9 counties in that circuit, from Alexander to Williamson, will be announced tomorrow. That they had asked previously, and it's been approved. We're going to enter the order tomorrow, and then likewise, the 18th Circuit, in DuPage County, as Mr. O'Keefe knows, they had applied, and that's going to be entered tomorrow as well. the significance about DuPage, not to take anything away from the first, Jennifer, is that it's close to Chicago, Cook County, and as many of you know, we're all looking at Cook County. To me, that's a work in progress, but there's been some substantial movement by Chief Judge Evans and our cohort in crime, Joe Tiber, those of you who know our AKA press secretary, now communications director, director of communications. I guess maybe all of you don't know him so well. I thought you'd laugh about the mention of Joe Tiber's name. He's been working with Chief Judge Evans, and I don't know when it's going to happen. There's been some talk that maybe before the end of the calendar year, but it looks like things are moving forward there. So, but overall, right now, prior to tomorrow's announcement that's coming up, we have five circuits that I think only cover maybe nine counties because those are small circuits. But some circuits are big one-county circuits, so don't take that away. I guess it's 13 counties. In any event, things are going well. And as I said back in April, this is a project that's going to sell itself in a cooperative kind of fashion between the news media and the judges who are working on it. I think the more judges see how this evolves and develops in the circuits around the state, it's going to take off and exponentially and really be a wonderful project. So that's pretty much what I have to say other than I'd love to talk to you about the budget. I don't know what you can do about that to help us out, but don't forget, if you ever want to write a story, I know Brian knows this, we're not even one half of 1% of the entire state budget in Illinois, not even one half of 1%. So that's something to keep in mind since we're one-third equal branch of government in the state of Illinois. They don't seem to realize that on the whatever the Capitol Hill of the state of Illinois is. I did want to mention one other final thing, and this goes along with openness and transparency and accessibility of the courts. Not only did we launch the Access to Justice Commission that's really working extremely hard, not in just in a conceptual way, but in a real way, trying to come up with forms that self-represented litigants and other folks can use that are written in plain, simple English. As I told the folks on the committee, there's no reason to use utilize when you may use. And that's something you may want to keep in mind, too. Keep it simple, as they say. But that's going very well on forms and on a committee to create training for judges, court staff, to how to interact and treat citizens of the state of Illinois who come into our court system. And then the third working functioning committee right now is one on access through language, trying to how we bridge the gap to make our courts more accessible for those who do not speak English as their first language. And in fact, there's five of us that are going to a national conference paid for by a third-party grant in Houston, Texas, the first part of October, on accessibility through language to the court system. And then e-filing, we're very close to finishing principles and guidelines and accessibility, our access policy, so that we can open up the court files and still not create a roadmap for identity theft, because there's a lot of financial information, especially in the family law category, for folks who unfortunately end up in disputes over family law, child support, divorces, and so forth, that we're going to be launching that very soon as well. That's all I've got to say, and thank you very much.
Like, I cover the 11th Circuit, primarily McLean County, and the ball is rolling, but it's being met with some resistance, and I feel like the resistance could be even stronger in other parts of the state. Has that surprised you in those areas, that reaction?
Well, if I answer your question, I have to accept the premise of your question. I'm not sure that there's the resistance that I've actually heard about that you're describing. And I'll point to the 11th in particular. And I wish I could remember what the occasion was, but now it's coming back to me. I was in May for the week when they have Law Day around the state. I gave a talk at in town there, and I don't know if it's Normal or Bloomington, but anyway, it was in the McLean area, Bloomington, McLean County. But after the presentation I made, I met with all the judges in the 11th Circuit. As you know, Chief Judge Elizabeth Robb chairs that as the presiding judge, Chief Judge. And I made the pitch. You know, I asked them to please take a good hard look at trying to launch cameras in the courtroom. And I also gave the example as a, what do you want to call it, a first step, that they may want to do what Mr. H here has proposed and needs to still be done in Peoria in the 10th Judicial Circuit, because they have a public television station connected with Illinois State University, that they could at least maybe do that. But and I got some positive feedback. The reason I'm telling you this is from the judges in the meeting, and I know the chief judge is interested, but in a lot of these circuits, as you know, and it's Brian in DuPage, I think they studied it on their own with a committee, and I know you were involved and other folks in the media, that it just, there's a process that has to go through. And at this point, I've completely forgotten your question, so I don't know if I answered it, but that's what I would say about what you you asked about. I'm not being negative about it at all. I'm not being surprised. Yes?
Have you had any judges who maybe were reluctant but agreed to try it come and say that they have seen a benefit to cameras in the courts in terms of people understanding more about accomplishing some of the goals you wanted to see when you put cameras, allowed cameras into the courts?
The short answer is no. I haven't had any conversation. Maybe Joe Tiber might have had some more detailed, because he's on the front end of trying to develop these in the circuits. So you might want to talk to Joe. Yes, sir.
Chief Justice, thank you for sharing your time with us. Thank you for being here. I know the system works most of the time. It works most of the time. We hear about the time it doesn't work. And some of the wrongful conviction people might be interested to hear that DuPage County is going to be putting this in play, because they've spent a lot of time working on the times maybe it doesn't work. With that in mind, what more can you say about the significance of DuPage County as it pertains to this project?
Was there a tie-in on that question with wrongful convictions, or you're not?
I'm sorry. It seems to me that the Nicarico case, where they got the wrong people and the prosecutors didn't seem to be that interested in retrying it, it seems like your wrongful conviction people have made DuPage County kind of a, what do you call it, a cause salab, or a place where things don't always happen right. Is it significant, do you think, that that one is now going to be more open with this project?
Yeah, well, I think the significance about DuPage County is that it's so close media market-wise to Cook County that it might push the ball down the field to the goal line to get us moving in Cook County further. But I don't know if I want that quoted that way, but... But King County, I think, is also close as a collar county, that there's some significant talk that they may soon apply as well. So I think all those steps move us closer to trying something in Cook County.
And also unrelated, do you recall what the case was in Key County that was on the back page?
Well, it was a murder case. I don't know the name of it. Thank you.
I appreciate it.